Once again, another classic game between two quality teams. Great defense, great offense. This has been a long time coming for this community. I know, unfortunately, it's, you know, a situation where you weren't a part of it as a player, but what does it mean to get the job done here and for these kids this year after last year and so many previous years of heartbreak, Tyler?
It means the world. It's so hard. We've had a lot of good teams come up through the years, but it takes a lot of things going right and clicking to win it all, especially when you lose a game earlier in the tournament and have to go the hard way. It just speaks to the resiliency of this group that we had. I'm just so proud of them.
Where did that resiliency come from?
They're just tough kids. We talk a lot about attitude, effort, and responses because that's all we can control. We don't talk a lot about results because that's outside our control. So we just talk a lot about doing the right things, having a positive attitude, full effort, and intelligent responses to any adversity that might come our way.
Let's talk about this game specifically. What I heard someone already deem as the catch, Workin's outstanding grab and foul ground. Did at that point you feel like that was a turning point?
Oh, it was definitely a turning point. That was a clutch play by Kyle. I know a lot of times at this level people think that they can hide a guy in right field. We're not hiding a guy in right field. We got a stud defensive player in right field, and he came up big for us there.
And Mac Bierman does what Mac Bierman does. I guess you really wanted to see him finish there, but 6 2/3 innings, nothing to be ashamed about today.
So proud of the guy. This is his fourth year in the Babe Ruth program with me, and just to see him mature through the years. I mean, he's always been a solid player, but when you're a good player early on, it's really hard to improve, and he's improved dramatically every single year, even though it gets tougher and tougher because he's already so good. I'm so proud of him. He was a leader. He was our leader this year. And
unfortunately, when the season ends, regardless of when it ends, you start thinking about next year and those that you're going to lose on this year's team. Talk about those guys and what they've meant to this group.
Well, I've had Rory and Mac, like I said, for 4 years, and they mean the world to me. Just to see them grow throughout the 4 summers that I've had them, I'm so proud of them. James, third year in the program, so proud of him. It's really tough in this day and age when you don't start your first 2 years, when you don't start as a 14-year-old, to just hang it up. And he stuck with the program. He trusted the process, and he became a really good leadoff hitter and left fielder for us this year. And then Josiah coming out this year. It sucks that I only have him for 1 year, but he did everything that he could to help the team. He's selfless, and I'm so proud of him as well.
And personally, last question here. You've been part of state championship teams before as a player in various sports. As a coach, what's this like for you?
It's awesome. It's something that, I mean, I dream of. I've always wanted to coach, and it's something that you dream of as a coach, but it takes a talented group of players and a resilient group of players, and that's exactly what we had this year, and so proud of them.